Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, every Friday afternoon, right around this time, we visit with my friend Paul Hall from Common Guy Films. He's up in Milwaukee. Where, by the way, Paul, before we get into movies and stuff, the flooding that you guys had last week, I think it was a little undercovered nationally, but what, was it like 13 inches of rain in a very short period in some parts in Wauwatosa and other suburbs of Milwaukee? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, in my neck of the woods, it was close to, I think it was 14, and it was over the course of literally a short period of time, like 12 hours or less. So it was coming down so fast. I was out in it. My car was halfway covered, and my basement suffered some damage as well. Some of my old movie stuff is no longer, shall we say.
Man, so that sucks.
That's terrible.
But I found out this great thing, FedEx tubes. This is my ad for FedEx, not endorsed. Some of my posters I had in FedEx tubes downstairs, and the bottom of the tube did not, it repelled the water. And so therefore, I had a poster signed by Alan Arkin that made it through. I had a poster signed by Anthony Hopkins that made it through.
Cool.
I'm a happy camper. They were in that FedEx tube. So it worked out okay. All things considered. We're digging out, and we're still going to get out of it and come out the other end.
Well, that's good to hear, because some of the video, and I've even seen some videos of the cleanup in, you know, houses that have had all kinds of stuff that, you know, had to be ripped out of the basement, and they're sitting in front of their homes, and many of whom do not have, you know, insurance for some of this stuff, unfortunately. Let's talk entertainment here this weekend. We have this, Is Nobody Out in the Theaters? That's the Bob Odenkirk sequel to that first movie, which I thought was pretty good, by the way.
It's Who I Am, Nobody Two. So, you know, we go one more.
He was so good. Describe this whole phenomenon for Nobody, because it's an action, kind of a silly, stupid action movie, and he plays, I don't want to say a superhero, but he plays a guy that's living kind of a quiet life, but he has a different background, if you will.
Yeah, so I went back and watched the original again. I did like the original when it came out, and it totally caught me off guard. Hutch Mansell is he's kind of an accountant. He just kind of sits there in a business, kind of boring job. He gets robbed, doesn't do anything. His family looks down on him. But the reason he didn't do anything when he got robbed was he knew what his talents were. And let's be honest, people don't want to meet Hutch Mansell in the back alley of anywhere, because he could take people down all by himself, even if there's 10, 12 people around him. And it was kind of this mixture of action and comedy. So when I went to see the second one this week, that's all I wanted. I definitely wanted to have Hutch back. I wanted him to just kind of beat people up and make me laugh at times. And Nobody 2 definitely delivers on all those aspects. It gets a little corny and over the top as you move towards the end of the film. It's to be expected. The guy's like a superhero, like you said, but he's yet the most ordinary guy you'll ever meet. As he tells officers investigating, he's just nobody. We've got people here that you love. Connie Nielsen plays his wife. Christopher Lloyd is awesome as his dad. I love seeing him on screen doing things. This is a movie, if you like the first one, see it. Sharon Stone here as well. And these guys, actually, this whole thing takes place in Wisconsin, as you mentioned. It's had a water park. Looks eerily familiar to what a Dells water park would be in the Wisconsin Dells, which is kind of a side story where Sharon Stone is kind of the mob boss in the area. I like Nobody 2. If you saw the first one, definitely you've got to get out and see it. If you didn't see the first one, go back and see that one first, so you kind of get what's
going
on.
I love the first one. It kind of, maybe because I wasn't expecting much out of it, and I love Odenkirk, and it was a different role for him. Jane, do you ever see that movie?
No.
It's just kind of a silly action film. Was it a Netflix? Something that streamed on Netflix is when you went back and watched it. Where is it, Paul? Do you know?
I had it in a library that I had at Prime, so I watched it on Prime. I believe it is up now on, I think it's Peacock, but I could be wrong on that one. It is streaming out there now for free. So you can see it. I don't have that network off the top of my head because like I said, I put it in my digital library and I pulled it up that way.
Here is a film that opens on Netflix called Night Always Comes.
You know what it means to own a home, don't you, Kim?
Yeah, it's really good.
You know what it means? It means nobody's ever going to come and take you away again. You're my big brother, okay?
Yeah.
Mom, what is that?
It's a car. Bought it.
You just spent a whole down payment on a car?
Penny's going to be taken away and I'm going to be out on the street again. Is that what you want?
You want to blame me? Go ahead.
I said film, but is this episodic television? Is this a movie or TV?
Nope. You are correct. It is a film. Okay. It's Vanessa Kirby and Jennifer Jason Leigh are your two main principals here. Vanessa Kirby plays a woman who she's trying to get her mom, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and her brother to move forward in their life. And they're trying to get into a new house. They've got a deal lined up. And mom decides to blow all the money towards the down payment on a new car for herself. It then sets Vanessa Kirby up on this night of terror, I guess you could say, as she goes around doing everything she can to get the money for the down payment that she needs the next morning that her mom blew. It's dark. It's depressing. It is hard to watch at times. The idea that a young woman goes out into the nighttime streets and comes up with ways to get 25 grand overnight. You can imagine some of the things that go on. It is not for the faint of heart. I didn't totally enjoy my stay with Night Always Comes. It kind of just took a long way to build. It was a little too slow for me. And yet there was no kind of real good payoff. It was just there. I think you can do better unless you want to, have a kind of a more sad evening, I guess. You could stick with it. Vanessa Kirby's really good if there's any redeeming
point.
Yeah, and,
here. By the way, people, I don't think she's a name that people would really know, but she's in the theaters right now playing Sue Storm in The Fantastic Four. She's probably best known from playing Princess Margaret in The Crown, but she was in Mission Impossible also. She played the White Widow in Mission Impossible. Yeah, not a name, but I think her name is growing because she's getting bigger roles.
Yeah, and she's always showing up at awards time. This one, unfortunately, is not going to get to awards time, but she's showing up at awards time because she gives you performances that you don't, in a lot of ways, see coming. And she's becoming very, very reliable with those awards-worthy movies. So you'll see her pop up more in those as we go on here, but not for me on this one.
So have you, and I can't remember if we've talked about Smoke on Apple TV Plus. Are you caught up on all that or not?
Yeah, we're coming up on the finale here for folks to check out on that one.
I think the finale's out today, and I started. Taron Egerton is in this. He plays an arson investigator, Journey Smollett, who actually happens to be the sister of Jussie Smollett, who was in the news this week. Plays a cop that kind of teams up with Taron Egerton's character to catch a couple of different arsonists. It was around about episode 3 where this thing took a turn, and I just shook my head and I said, no, you're not going to really do this. Come on. But I stuck with it and I kept watching it. And what I will say is the final two episodes leading up to the finale were really, really good. And there was a cliffhanger of sorts in last week's episode that I certainly didn't see coming. And I told Becky, because she's not caught up and I want to watch the finale with her, I'm like, you got to get caught up, because there really was in the penultimate episode a really good ending. So I'm looking forward to the finale. Okay. It was a show I almost gave up on, Jane, after three episodes.
Well,
but
I
like the way
him.
It's closing.
I
Taron Egerton?
Yes.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm
he's
a huge
good.
Fan, so I will watch it.
Greg Kinnear has a really interesting role in that.
I love Greg Kinnear.
Yeah.
I do.
Anything else, Paul, recommending either in the theaters or on streaming platforms this weekend?
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Couple things to mention. You now can watch Superman in your home on Premium On Demand as of today. So you get a chance to check that out if you don't want to go to theaters. However, it's still in theaters, a lot of places to see it. And I would recommend with Superman, it's definitely something you want to get out to see. You've got a couple really good things coming down the road. The Terminal List has a prequel that will be out here in 2 weeks. You got a new movie in theaters next week, which we will talk about, called Relay. with Riz Ahmed. I got a chance to see that earlier this week. And I've been going through a couple other episodic television that we've got on the early near radar, shall we say, that we'll talk about soon. And I've also checked out the beginning of Fit TV over on Netflix. It is a documentary series on The Biggest Loser, and it's not always flattering about it. Jillian Michaels does not appear. Bob Harper does. So
interesting.
Draw your own conclusions.
You know, I read about that show today. What was interesting, Sue, as you know, Jillian Michaels was sitting at the table when Abby Phillips had Scott Jennings and the crew on a couple of nights ago, and she was talking politics, and actually she did a really, really good job, and I was surprised. So it's interesting, a double whammy of Jillian Michaels this week. So last night, I think it was yesterday, I said to Jane, have you watched The Hunting Wives yet? Which I've had a couple of people recommend to me. And your response was going to, but then Viv, your daughter, said it got stupid, just lesbian porn. And I said, okay, I'm not going to invest, despite the attraction of the lesbian porn. So I haven't started The Hunting Wives. But the one show that I am interested in, and I want to watch this one on my big screen in the basement, and sometimes that's a little tough just because we don't let the puppy down there as much. But have you checked out Alien Earth at all yet, Paul, or not?
Which is the series over on Hulu and FX. Yeah, I have not checked that out yet.
Yeah, it's an FX show that started this week. I think maybe there's two episodes out, and you can stream it on Hulu. It's set in, it's like a prequel to all the Alien stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
So I'm curious about that. Huh. I've heard good things about it. It's years before the original Alien film is the time frame, and it follows a science vessel returning to Earth with five new alien species and sort of explores the themes of what they're all about. But I've heard really good things about that on FX, so you can check that out as well. Anything else you want to mention before we let you go?
I think we've got almost everything covered. We got great new stuff coming yet before the end of the month. Oh, I should mention also F1 returns to IMAX theaters today. Huh. So if you've got an IMAX theater near you, you've got another chance to see F1. And eventually, Mark, that will stream on my favorite streaming platform, Apple TV Plus, once it gets done with the IMAX.
Yeah. So I'm in a tough spot because I haven't seen Superman or F1, and I wanted to see both of those in the theaters. My guess is I'm going to watch Superman this weekend on my 85-inch TV. I think it's going to do just fine there, but I really would like to see F1 on the IMAX. I think it's just perfect for
that. Is it showing here?
Well, that's a good question. We'll have to check Ronnie's and see what they did.
It's very limited. Yeah, it's only on the IMAX screen. So any IMAX screen, you have a shot.
All right. Hey, Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
TomandGuy.com.
We'll talk next Friday. Thank you.
Take care.
Cusimano's coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.